Howdy, folks. It's time again for Possum's Big Fiddle Show. Let's try one in F.
Okay.
Listening to another breathless and exciting episode of Possum's Big Fiddle Show. My special guest today is Wichita here, Mike Wichita Miller. He came here all the way from West Virginia, West by God, Virginia, as they say out there. And we're going to be playing some tunes. We're going to be listening to some calls from the hotline. We're going to be doing all kinds of things, talking about all kinds of stuff. But that tune there, that was the Belvedere Hornpipe. And that's in one of my favorite tune books. Actually, my favorite tune book of all time. Cole's 1,000 Fiddle Tunes. This is the edition, I think. I'm going to have to look at what the copyright on this one, particular one is. Let's see. This is the one, I think this is the one that was published in the 60s. Let's see. 1967. Original copyright was 1940. You know, if you go to my blog, want me to give the address of my blog? I have a blog.
Okay.
It's the blog is called Possum's Big Fiddle Show.
Ooh.
And if you go to my blog and search there, you'll find an extensive article I wrote some while back about Cole's 1,000 Fiddle Tunes, which was also Ryan's Mammoth Collection, if you're not familiar with that. Now, that's been reissued, actually, in its original form by Mel Bay. I think it may have already gone back out of print, but I'm always scouring on eBay to find old copies of the Cole's 1,000 Fiddle Tunes, especially the 1940 edition.
Ooh.
It's got a great yellow cover.
Do you have any of those?
I do. I've got a couple. I'm trying to corner the market. I've got a constant reminder on eBay to buy these. I'm trying to get them all.
So, okay.
Then I can control the price.
Well, you know. Sky's the limit.
Once I get a ball capture. But you know, that tune we heard this summer. You remember who was playing that tune for us this summer? Over at Clifftop. We were there, ensconced in our campground, ensconced in mud.
No, who was playing that tune?
Barb Coons, our buddy Barb Coons.
Really?
Was playing that tune.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, an Amazon truck just pulled up in front. I bet he's got my new hard drive for my... for my laptop. I bet he's got a hard drive for my laptop. I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like, we're talking 3-hour delivery here. It's an amazing thing, you know, to get things delivered quite so quickly. Here he comes up the steps.
Yeah.
I should take the camera over and get him.
You should.
He's dropping it. It's been dropped. Yes, it's good. Well, you know, this could also become an unboxing episode.
Charlie.
I know. I'm going to go get it.
at the door.
No, he's not knocking. No, he just said it inside the door. I'll go get it.
He's leaving.
You know, this will be an unboxing episode as well.
Okay, excellent.
That's one of the most popular forms of video on YouTube.
Unboxing?
Unboxing, yeah. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, well, folks, the suspense is building.
I probably should open it before I bring it on camera because it could be that tube of hemorrhoid cream I ordered. You could get embarrassed by opening a package, you know, without looking in it first.
You know what happened to preparations A through G?
They were failures. And if they ever improve on it, it'll be preparation I. What's it?
Hey, what is that?
Oh, no. This isn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be. Apparently, this is a 2-inch drop-in basket strainer for our bar sink.
My sink.
Wow, this is one of the most exciting unboxing episodes ever.
Look at that. I'm
bringing it in close here so you can see what it looks like.
What's that bottom thing?
Well, you can't buy this. You have to buy the whole thing. So,
how many of those bottom things do we have now?
Well, quite a few. I'll be offering them on eBay later today. I'll be offering this later today without this, if anybody's interested. But most people want both for some reason. I don't know.
Because their zincs weren't made at the turn of the last century. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That off camera there, that's Pat talking off camera there.
But you know, Charlie, you don't have to talk that loud, but the camera's only 3 feet away. My ears are starting to hurt.
I always talk loud. I want to be heard. Well, that was exciting, folks. I thought it was going to be the new hard drive, but instead of a stink strainer. So
you know,
anyway,
I think you set your timer for 32 hours.
You do?
I do.
Well, that could be a problem. I set a timer earlier, so the program would only last 30 minutes. I guess we're going to have to go. Here we are in our 31st hour of continuous broadcasting. You could be right. I hadn't set this timer, so each episode would be 30 minutes long, but you could be right, Mike. I think you're onto something. All right, we'll set it back to about 25. We've probably been yammering for five minutes, I would say.
Probably, yeah.
All right, we'll set it back. Start. All right, we got 25 minutes left, folks. Stay with us. This first 5 minutes has been, wow. I mean, it blew my mind, I'm telling you right now. Oh, well, so, you know, I do have a hotline. I wonder what number people should call if they want to call our hotline. Mike, do you remember what that number is?
Well, you know, off the top of my head, I think it's 847-92. Is that a zero?
That's a zero, yeah.
7587. 847-920-7587.
You know, I wonder what happens when you call that number. We should just do a quick demonstration. Let's see if I can make all this technology work. Let's call that number. Let's see here. Okay, I think we're connected to the little Bluetooth speaker here. Let's just call, what was it again?
847-920-7587.
All right, let's see what happens. Here we go.
Okay. It's ringing.
It does ring a few times. You have to stay with it. Don't give up.
Operators are standing by.
They are indeed. Virtual operators are standing by.
Listen carefully as our menu options have changed.
Man, it rings a lot of times. Here we go.
Howdy, friend. This is Charlie Walton, and you've reached my fiddle hotline. Leave me a message.
I even talk loud on here.
Let me hear from you. Thanks and happy fiddling.
There it be. All right. That worked pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Works good. All right, let's see. We've received a few calls, you know, so I'd like to play those back if you don't mind.
Okay, I don't mind.
Now don't worry if you call in. Some people call in, ask me questions that require an immediate response. Certainly don't call if it's a medical emergency. I'd say that'd be step one. Do not ever call if it's a medical emergency.
What if it's a fiddling emergency?
That I can handle. I can handle a fiddling emergency, but no medical emergencies, please. And and if you call and want to leave your email address or phone number, if I use your call on the program, I'll silence that out. So don't have fear that my many millions of followers will hear your email address or your phone number. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
You can use your right name unless you're in a witness protection program. Then I'd advise against using your proper name too.
Use your witness name.
Yeah, your witness name, because the mob monitors all my phone calls, as does the FBI and the NSA. But let's see, we have received a few calls. Sometimes we get strange crank calls.
No way.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. Hey, let's see.
Crank calls?
Yeah, we get crank calls. Yeah, I've got one sometime back. Here, let's see if we can play this back.
Hey, Fiddle Hotline. This is Wichita. I just watched Possum's Big Fiddle Show episode 1 with John Blizzard, and that is some good stuff, man. Man, you have really got excellent. That should be on network TV. It should be on worldwide TV. Okay, man. Keep up the good work. Bye.
As I said,
always
some nut, yeah, some complete nut calls in, and you just have to roll with it, you know. Here's one here. Let's see if we can play this one back here.
Hey, Charlie, it's Amanda Lynn Stella calling from Fredericton, New Brunswick. I'm thinking of you.
Canadian.
You said your grandfather was here, which is really neat. I was actually just trying to find your blog about Warndale Brewing Company and specifically the big hop tour through New York on St. Patrick's Day. Show a friend, and I can't find it. But you could send me a Facebook message or an email if you want. Or you could call me 519-317-9141. I hope you're well, and you really should come play our concert sometime. I'll set it up with Shane. Take care. Bye.
Well, that was our buddy Amanda Lynn Stubley. You
Amanda
know her.
Lynn. Yeah.
Yeah,
Amanda Lynn.
That's all. Yeah. So, what she was referring to there was the great Lawndale Brewing Company tour of the five boroughs of New York on St. Patrick's Day. It's been many years ago now.
Must have been about 2012, I guess.
Yeah, but you put up a nice blog post. Maybe I'll try to copy and paste that blog post into the Big Fiddle Show blog, so people can find it a little more easily.
Good idea. Yeah.
But that was quite a thing. Our challenge was to drink a Guinness on St. Patrick's Day in all five boroughs, using only public transport or our shoe leather.
Yes.
Right? And how did we do?
We succeeded just by the skin of our teeth. We had about half an hour left at the end of the day to find a Guinness in the Bronx.
It's 11:30 at night. We're desperately searching for that last Guinness. And I believe our CFO of the Lawndale Brewing Company was along, Mr. Chris Germain.
Yes.
Yeah. Along with Pat, she was along with
us. Yes, yes.
And we drank Guinness in all five of the boroughs of New York. It took all day. We started early, too.
We started at breakfast time.
Yeah, we had a breakfast, full Irish breakfast.
In Manhattan, yeah.
In Lower Manhattan somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And took Staten Island Ferry.
Yeah. Yep.
There and back.
Yep.
Oh, man, it was tough.
On to Brooklyn, over to Queens.
We walked our feet off in Brooklyn.
Man,
oh, my God, it was horrible.
Yeah.
We must have walked 3 miles around Brooklyn trying to find that bar we had designated as our Guinness bar.
And we found it.
And the last Guinness I remember was pretty lonesome. It was actually in a can.
Yeah.
It wasn't even on tap.
Well, we went to a place that had it on tap, but it was so heaving with drunks that... Yeah. We couldn't even get close to the bar.
And that's really hard to imagine on that. At 11:30 at night on St. Patrick's Day, that a bar in New York would be full of drunks, but go figure. I was quite shocked.
Well, word must have been out that the Lawndale Brewing executives were coming.
Right.
Everybody wanted to catch a glimpse of us.
Hey, should we hear another one?
I believe we should.
Okay, let's hear a couple more here. Let's see here. All right, here's one. Here we go.
Thank you for your lesson on Mississippi soil. It helped me out tremendously. Thank you very much. Also, I grew up in Independence, Missouri, and my grandfather was Hugh Byrne Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S, a fiddle player who won many little minor contests up around the Chillicothe, Tina, Avalon, Bedford area. And I have a disc of some of his recordings played at the Norris family reunion at various years to include 1976 and a few others. Some of the songs I remember, practically all of them I remember, but some of the songs I remember the titles to, like Wagoner and Soldier of Joy and a few others. But
all right, that was a long message there. Someone with some discs of some Missouri Fiddlers. I wonder if these are home cut discs or what they are. I'm going to have to get hold of him. I've already sent him a message by email to see if we can get these discs. If we do, we'll play them on a future episode of Possum's Big Fiddle Show, and I'll probably put them up on my YouTube channel too. By the way, you know, let's talk for just a moment about how you follow what's going on Possum's Big Fiddle Show.
You know, I don't really know how you do that.
Well,
how do you do that?
Well, first, there's our Facebook page, Possum's Big Fiddle Show. You can go there and like and ask for notifications on our Facebook page.
So and what do you get notified of?
Anytime I put a post up, so if I, like this episode we're recording right now, as soon as it goes live on YouTube, I'll link it to the Possum's Big Fiddle Show page and you'll get a notification.
Okay.
So that's one way. The other way is to subscribe to my fiddle, my YouTube channel. Just put in Charlie Walden Fiddle. And
what does that cost to subscribe?
Oh, well, it's free, actually.
Free?
Yeah, only thing you have to do is give up a lot of your personal information to large tech companies.
To Google.
To Google, Facebook. But otherwise, it's completely free. You'll get annoying ads about rosin and things like that. New shoulder pads. But be sure when you go to that YouTube channel and you hit subscribe, there's a tiny bell next to it. There's a tiny bell there.
A bell?
A bell. And that bell is about notifications. And if you ring that bell, then every time I post a new video, you'll get an email and a notification through your YouTube account that I have indeed posted another video. If you don't hit that little bell, ding, you won't get a notification. By the way, my granddaughter's the one who told me to do this thing with the bell.
Oh.
So she is an expert on YouTube marketing. She's been giving me some sage advice about how to get more subscribers. One thing was, I need to have animals. I need to get our cat in these videos. So at some point, I'm going to ask Pat to go get the kitty and bring me the kitty so the kitty can be in this video. Anytime you want to do in the next 14 minutes, honey, I need the kitty because Macy said that I have to have the cat in the video to get more views, just so you know.
We'll see.
But some other things you can do too is I also have a Twitter account, Big Fiddle Show, at Big Fiddle Show on Twitter.
Okay.
And lastly, if you want to get a hold of me, you can either message me on the Facebook page. You can put a comment in one of my YouTube videos. I read and reply to every single comment on my YouTube videos.
Man, that must take a lot of time.
Oh, well, yeah, I've got almost 4,000 videos on my YouTube channel now.
Wow.
And I get 4, at least 000. One or two comments a week.
Wow. I don't see how you keep up.
I know. It's you know, you talk about the problems they had with fan mail back in the day, you know, dumping big. It's way harder this way. It's way more bigger deal. But also, you can email me at bigfiddleshow@gmail.com. And lastly, don't ever forget the important phone number of the hotline.
That number again is 847-920-7587.
You know, we went to Clifftop this year. You were there with us for 9 or 10 days of glorious old-time music.
Yep.
What are your fondest memories of a Clifftop 2019?
Let's see. Fondest memories? Oh, there's so many. It's just hard to think of them. Let's see, but I'd say sitting around the campground playing fiddle tunes with whoever happened to stop by.
Right, that's always the best.
Yeah. Our technique at Clifftop is we just set up shop someplace and anybody who wants to come play with us has to find us.
We don't wander about a lot. You know? But, you know, a fair number of people wander in, they venture in. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody sooner or later.
Now, we do have a sign up that says two banjo limit. We got We can't. We don't allow more than two banjos out of the case at any one time in our campsite. That's just
two. That's pretty generous.
Well, I know. I try to be open-minded at Clifftop because there's so many banjo players. You know.
Yeah.
But I think I enjoyed playing with the. We had Barb Coons and Doug Smith camping with us.
Yeah.
Chris and Heidi Germain, and then we had frequent visits by our buddy Wayne Erbsen, who runs Native Ground Publishing, I believe is the name of his company. He puts out lots and lots of instructional books for playing a variety of instruments. He's a multi-instrumentalist.
Oh, he can teach you how to play anything.
Yeah, he plays old-time banjo, bluegrass banjo, mandolin, fiddle, guitar, and he sings very well.
Too. Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to do on a future episode, too. Just dawned on me, I recorded, he plays a couple of waltzes that he wrote while we were there, and they were really, really good. I actually recorded them. I'm going to try to transcribe them and learn to play them myself.
Okay.
They were really nice little waltzes. Hey, maybe we ought to play us a little waltz here. What do you think?
I know Maxine came by, too.
Oh, yes, Maxine Gerber came by.
I actually think she is the only banjo player.
She was very brave. She was very brave. Our friend Maxine Gerber from out in Berkeley, she came by and played some tunes with us one afternoon.
On the banjo.
On the banjo, yeah.
Oh, Wayne Erbsen played banjo too.
Yeah, we welcome banjo players. I've gotten a bad reputation, a bad rap. It's not a bad reputation, it's a bad rap, actually.
Yeah.
I don't like banjos. So.
Some people think Charlie doesn't like banjos. How did they get started? Anyway?
Totally incorrect. I don't know. I have no idea how this got around, but I enjoy the banjo. I enjoy it very much. Has anybody ever been to an indoor banjo range where, you know, like you see beer, gun, ammo's indoor banjo range where you can actually shoot large caliber weapons at banjos that are paced at 50 paces?
You know, 2 or 3 hours of jigs every morning scared a lot of people off.
That's true. That's true. We did have jig time every morning. And, that was shocking to some people. 6-8 time isn't big in Appalachia, I can tell you that right now.
I don't know why not.
I don't know. Hey, let's play us a little tune, 6-8 time. What do you think?
All right.
What do you say?
Sure.
I gotta conjure one up here. We're going to play an old Scottish number called Muckin' O'Geordie's Byre. Or Beer? Byre? I'm not sure how that's pronounced. I played this over in Scotland last year, and I was saying Muckin' O'Geordie, and they quickly corrected me that's Muckin' O'Geordie.
Oh, so maybe he's a George.
He's a George, like
a Geordie. Well, Geordie is a native of north of England. Right?
Oh, like Northumberland or the borderlands.
Teesside, yeah. Well, kind of up by. I'm not sure. I mean. Our British viewers can correct me on this, but it's basically up, you know, up...
Is it on the East Coast or the West Coast?
It'd be, I think it's more on the East side.
East Coast.
Yeah, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, British viewers.
Teesside.
But, well, that's kind of, yeah.
Near Morpeth, maybe, somewhere in there?
Well, where they do the Morpeth Rent?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm a little hazy on my geography of that part of the world, but I know it's up around there, Geordie's hail from...
Oh, really?
From that part of England, yeah. Okay. So maybe Muckin' O'Geordie.
But this guy could have actually just been named Geordie, too.
He might have been. Well, that's possible, too, yeah.
Well, that was a very interesting aside there, Miller. So this tune I learned in Missouri, though, they called it Jefferson and Liberty Quadrille, and Cyril Stinnett played it, and Bob Walters played it. But then I learned ages later that it's a much, much older tune. It's one of their old ones, way back in the old world.
What key do you render
D,
that?
D. Thank you. Muckin' Old Geordie. Muckin' Old Geordie's Byer.
Byer.
Byer. Byer. I think that's a stable. That's a word for a stable.
Muckin' Old Geordie.
Yeah, yeah. Cleaning out the stable.
Cleaning Geordie's stable.
Full of muck.
Cleaning out Geordie. He's a muckraker. Cleaning out Geordie's stable.
Yeah.
Muckin' Old Geordie's
Byer. Well, you have to have a visit by the cat soon, or it's not. Or we're going to run out of time.
Start being real quiet, because she's going to go nuts if she hears you.
Okay. So she doesn't like fiddle music?
No, she doesn't like me.
Oh.
She's bringing the cat.
She heard that fiddle strings are made out of cat gut.
I believe that's it. I'm going to put the fiddle down over here. Here comes the kitty. I can't say the K word either, because she knows if I say the K word, she gets excited.
No, you can't hold her. No, you can't hold her. Here's the kitty.
Oh.
You can't hold her.
Oh, the kitty. Can I get a picture of me holding the kitty, please? Come on. Oh, come on. The poor kitty. That was it, folks. It wasn't very... to me, that wouldn't have been a very satisfying kitty sighting, but that's the best we're going to be able to do. Sometime when Pat's away, I'll create some montages of me trying to hold the cat. That'll be really fascinating.
You'll get calls from the Anti-Cruelty Society!
I'm going to go to the interwebs for a moment.
Yes.
See if I can locate this tune. Talk among yourselves, Mike.
Okay. So he's going to the interwebs, and that's a good place to go. All kinds of information.
There's all kinds of things to be had.
Misinformation is available.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Misinformation. No, yeah. There's no misinformation.
Disinformation.
That's what you got a lot of.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go out here with a little bit of the Quadrille Française by the great Joseph Allard. I believe this was from 78, way back in the day, and ooh, everyone plays this up in Quebec. But I just want to remind everyone one more time, the important phone number.
For the Possum Big Fiddle Show hotline.
That's
the
right.
The Fiddling Hotline, 847-920-7587. Call now.
We'll see y'all later.